Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. From the Minghui website, this week's top stories include Paris, celebration of World Falun Dafa Day on the Plaza of Liberties and Human Rights. Recent Falun Gong events in Europe and Asia. Sold-out shows in Scotland cap off Shenyun's 2018 World Tour. Practitioners in China celebrate World Falun Dafa Day with banners and posters. Missouri Senate passes resolution condemning forced organ harvesting in China. And a music selection, Dream in a Picture. Now for the stories.
Paris, France. Celebration of World Falun Dafa Day on the Plaza of Liberties and Human Rights. Falun Gong practitioners in France celebrated World Falun Dafa Day on the Plaza of Liberties and Human Rights in Paris on May 13th, marking the 26th anniversary of Falun Gong's public introduction and wishing Master Li Hongzhi a happy birthday. They presented traditional Chinese dance and music performances, demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises, and called for public support to stop the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Crowds of tourists from various countries stopped to watch the joyful celebration. Many signed a petition calling for ending the persecution. Ms. Boto, who teaches French literature in college and high school, watched the celebration for a long time. She said that Falun Gong was a great and awakening practice, but the Chinese Communist Party had persecuted innocent people. She said, "I commend them and thank them for telling us the truth." Ms. Li from China and her French husband celebrated their first anniversary on the plaza. They posed for a photo with Falun Gong practitioners doing the exercises in the background. Ms. Li said, "I'm so happy to see so many Chinese people and so fortunate to see Falun Gong. I'm excited." She said she wished to be one of them. One of the practitioners said he has been practicing Falun Dafa for 2 years. "I'm so happy to have found Falun Dafa and cultivate myself. I'm grateful for Master's work and teachings. The more I cultivate myself, the more peaceful I am. It has given me a bigger heart and a clearer mind. Cultivation, according to Dafa, has brought a huge change in me." A 25-year-old math teacher said, "I have been cultivating myself for almost 3 years. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance resonated with my heart when I visited the Dafa website for the first time. Falun Dafa has given me peace. I don't understand why such a great practice has been persecuted terribly and that practitioners have even been killed for their organs." Another practitioner who has been cultivating for 2 years said, "I think our society today especially needs these valuable teachings. I hope my family and friends know that this practice is pure, noble, and the best thing ever. It's something that has never been seen in our society. The door is open to everyone." Falun Gong practitioners posed for a group photo while saying in unison, "Happy birthday, Master. Falun Dafa is great, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is great."
Recent Falun Gong events in Europe and Asia. Besides the World Falun Dafa Day celebrations held around the world during the past 2 weeks, practitioners have also participated in many community events to introduce the self-improvement cultivation practice to the public. This report covers several that took place in Europe and Asia. Two notable events were held in Russia. The first was the Everything for the Summer Expo, held at the St. Petersburg Sports and Concert Complex, April 19th through 22nd. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises and performed traditional Chinese dances. They also passed out Falun Gong flyers. The second event was the month-long Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance art exhibition at Krasnoyarsk from April 16th to May 16th. More than 800 visitors viewed the artworks, which were painted by Falun Gong practitioners. The works attempt to convey what Falun Gong really is and also depict the brutal persecution in China. Valentin, a local teacher, said in the guest book, The paintings are impressive. Nobody who leaves the exhibition could feel indifferent. I will never forget what I saw here. I will have a different view of the world. Practitioners in Lucerne, Switzerland, set up a booth at the Löwenplatz on May 1st. They passed out flyers and talked to people, especially Chinese tourists, about Falun Gong. A few Chinese tourist groups passed by the booth. The Chinese listened to the practitioners' broadcast in Chinese, and some of them took information about the lies fabricated by the Communist Party to slander Falun Gong. Many of the tourists took photos of the exercise demonstration. On May 5th, the Tianguo Marching Band, made up of Korean Falun Gong practitioners, participated in the opening parade of the 2018 Colorful Daegu Festival held in the city of Daegu. Over 4,000 people in 73 groups made up the 2-kilometer-long parade. Before the Chinese Prime Minister's visit to Tokyo, practitioners held a peaceful protest in front of the Japanese House of Representatives, calling for an end to the 19-year persecution of Falun Gong in China. Practitioners asked the Chinese government to take action to help stop the persecution and rescue those who are imprisoned for their belief in Falun Gong.
Sold-out shows in Scotland cap off Shenyun's 2018 world tour. Shenyun Performing Arts presented its last performance of the season at the Festival Theatre in Edinburgh, Scotland, on the evening of May 21, 2018. The New York-based company performed over 500 shows this season in more than 130 cities. Imre Balzas, a professional ballroom and Latin dance teacher and the founder of a dance school in Hungary, said, "It's amazing. Such precise technique. Really, I can't find any words for it. The ladies were amazing. Very calm. Precise. I would see it again," he said. Reverend James Little, the minister at Bathgate Community Church, said, "Absolutely fantastic. Out of this world. Astounding dancers. Great colors. Lovely flow. Great discipline. There's a spiritual content throughout the whole thing. Good versus evil, and good always wins. A good teaching for young people, a good teaching for everybody. Follow the good, follow the light, and leave the bad behind," he said. "The whole Creator bringing in new life, new hope, renewed faith, renewed blessing, renewed happiness where there was sorrow, darkness, frustration, disappointment, and even death. Beautiful. From start to finish, a real joy." John Gunton, a retired Royal Air Force engineer, said, "There are no words. Absolutely amazing from the start to the finish. It was a pure art. The beauty of it. The opera singer, the lady playing that two-stringed instrument. All of it. It was so emotional. Unbelievable," he said. "Absolute amazing talent. I'd just recommend it to everybody that they see Shenyun. Go. Please go and see it," Mr. Gunton said. Jean-Michel Couve, a former longtime member of the National Assembly of France, said of the show, "It's a beautiful staging of human values that I believe is one of the aims of this show. It's beautiful," he added. Jean-Claude Volney, a former ballet dancer, commented, "You can see their spirit. It's wonderful. After the piece, Unprecedented Crime, I started to cry. Then my whole body was shaking with tears. That story really got to me. I had the impression that it had the sadness of the Chinese people behind it, and this sadness is one of loss of culture, of loss of the freedom to believe what one wants to believe, the loss of what one finds right. That is the deepest point that touched me in the show," he said.
Practitioners in China celebrate World Falun Dafa Day with banners and posters. To celebrate the 19th World Falun Dafa Day along with other practitioners around the globe, practitioners in China hung banners and put up posters in many cities. In Tailing City, Liaoning Province, pedestrians stopped to read the posters. When a mother and daughter saw a poster at a bus station, they were intrigued. "What is this?" asked the mother, who read out loud, "Quit the Communist Party organizations for a better future." A practitioner nearby explained to her why it is important to quit. "Are you a Falun Dafa practitioner?" the mother asked. "I thought it was banned. Are you still practicing it?" The practitioner told her that Falun Dafa is practiced in more than 100 countries around the world, and that only the Chinese Communist Party suppresses it. "Don't you think truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good for our society?" she said. "You know the party has done so much harm to the Chinese people, including Falun Dafa practitioners. I encourage you to distance yourself from it and its organizations." Both the mother and daughter agreed to do just that. When the practitioner suggested that they repeat Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, they nodded and thanked her. A poster at a bus station in Tailing City, Liaoning Province was spotted, which reads, "Quit the Communist Party organizations for a better future." Passersby noticed posters put up by practitioners in a park in Shenyang City, Liaoning Province. A banner in Dalian City, Liaoning Province, says, "Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." A banner on a utility pole in Yantai City, Shandong Province, reads, "Falun Dafa is good."
Missouri Senate passes resolution condemning forced organ harvesting in China. The Missouri Senate unanimously voted on May 18th to pass Resolution SCR 28, condemning the atrocity of forced organ extractions from Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience in China. As the Missouri House of Representatives passed a similar resolution last year, the Senate resolution sends another strong message to the communist regime, demanding an end to the atrocities on behalf of concerned Missourians. Resolution sponsor State Senator Jill Shupp said, "Here, in the state of Missouri, we cannot stand for these human rights violations. I'm proud to stand with you and say to the People's Republic of China, do not continue to persecute these Falun Gong practitioners. It's not okay to kill people in order to harvest their organs, even when Missourians need an organ transplant. No one wants to be able to survive because someone else is being killed for their organ." According to an independent investigation by human rights lawyer David Mattis, David Kilgore, and journalist Ethan Gutman, published in June 2016, China is performing 60,000 to 100,000 transplants each year. The number is shockingly high compared to the 25,000 to 30,000 transplants per year conducted in the U.S., which has a well-established organ donation system. The Chinese government claims that these organs come from death row prisoners, but in fact, many prisoners' organs aren't suitable for transplantation, and the number of death row prisoners isn't near large enough to support the huge transplant industry in China. In addition, the Chinese tradition of keeping the body intact after death has prevented voluntary organ donation in China. According to the above-mentioned investigative report, the abundant fresh organs for sale in Chinese hospitals come from living Falun Gong practitioners. Former dictator Jiang Zemin's directive to eradicate Falun Gong and destroy them physically is what paved the way for this heinous crime. In recent years, as Falun Gong practitioners and human rights advocates have continuously exposed forced organ harvesting worldwide, many governments have expressed strong concern and condemnation of this crime. In the United States, in addition to the state of Missouri, the states of Pennsylvania, Illinois, Georgia, Minnesota, Colorado, Maine, Delaware, and Arizona have passed similar resolutions.
A music selection, Dream in a Picture. Falun Dafa practitioners have been validating the Fa and saving sentient beings in their own professional areas. This musical piece uses a painting as an analogy, explaining that each practitioner is an artist in his or her own area. When dedicated to their work, these practitioners will continue to be inspired, and their creations will be part of a beautiful future. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.